The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans. Good afternoon, sports fans, wherever you may be. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much happening in the sports world. March Madness, definitely huge. Golden State losing for only the seventh time against the San Antonio Spurs. Somewhat huge, I guess, if you will, in a matter of speaking. 2 weeks away from Major League Baseball opening day, so as you know, everything coming in full throttle here with sports. Gotta welcome in the characters for this hour. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm okay. Somebody stole my checks this week, so not thrilled, but Michigan State isn't thrilled either.
No, they obviously one and done. Very not typical of Izzo teams. He usually has those guys ready to go, but let's be honest, Middle Tennessee State was definitely ready for the challenge and the task, and they deserved to win. They were winning that game wire to wire. They deserved the victory that day. And then, obviously, Jeff Rich is with me as well. Jeff, hey, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, did you see what Mark D'Antonio said to Tom Izzo?
What'd he say?
At least you scored.
Yeah, well, look, bottom line is Michigan State did not score the way that they want to score because they're used to getting to the Final Fours, and they're used to going deep in tournaments, and obviously not to be. And we'll talk about that a lot here on the program for the next hour or so. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
If you're thinking of buying a home, do some investigating first. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about the value of a home inspection right after this.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is bleach-free and safe for virtually any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, True Value, Do It Best hardware stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Don't get serious about buying a home without hiring a professional home inspector to look into every nook and cranny of the house, including plumbing, heating, and electrical wiring, everything functional and structural. While costs vary based on the size, construction, and location, most home inspections run around $300, a small price compared to making expensive repairs. A good inspector should provide you with a detailed written report that includes suggestions and cost estimates for any needed repairs. The best inspectors are those with some sort of prior building experience, but skip the ones who offer to do the repairs or who want to recommend someone who can. That's a conflict of interest. Realtors are a good reference, but you may also want to talk to other homeowners who've used them since they have no vested interest in the outcome of your inspection. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My daughter's a good gymnast because she practices a lot. Against the wall, we needed to paint. So I talked to Jen at Ace.
I told Dana when it comes to durable paint that really stands up to kids, you can't beat our best. Valspar Optimus.
Ace is a place that helps with beautiful walls and perfect handstands.
Now through Monday, buy a gallon of Valspar Optimus and get one free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Limit 2 free gallons per household, which must be of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary while supplies last. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
All aboard!
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, myself. We are in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fellas, obviously the madness underway already today. We've got Villanova and Iowa going at it in the earliest matchup here. We'll keep you posted as we are live right now, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time every Sunday. You can always catch us, but we will keep you posted on what is happening if you're driving around or whatever you may be doing at this point. But Fred, I kind of want to get into this. You're a big guy on the Pac-12 teams, always saying, hey, we don't get enough respect, this and that and the other. Well, truth be told, way over-respected coming into this tournament, yes or no?
No, I've never been big on the Pac-12 coaches, and it's a coaches tournament. I think you've got the wrong person, Andy. I've never pushed the Pac-10. All I've said was that players like McCaffrey would have probably won the Heisman if more TV viewers were able to watch him, but based on the Pac-12 ridiculous head Larry Scott, who has not made a deal with DirecTV, that's not come to pass. But as far as the tournament is concerned, I was a little bit surprised at Oregon State because Wayne Tinkle is a good coach. Arizona does not have the talent it usually does, and I think Sean Miller needs a lot of talent to win. I was a little bit surprised how USC up the last two minutes managed to lose to Providence, because I do think Andy Enfield's a pretty good coach. But up and down the Pac-12, there's only three or four coaches that I would say would be rated very highly. You know, Wichita State loses on Saturday, but they're very well coached. Greg Marshall might be the best coach in America, or certainly
hey,
close
Fred,
to
hey,
it.
Hey, Fred, how about the other side of that? What does that say about Larango over at Miami, you know, being so outcoached by Marshall, even in victory?
Yeah, well, again, but here's been my point for 3 years now, since I am a UCLA fan. 3 years ago, they dumped Ben Howland, as they should have. Andy Enfield was available at Florida Gulf Coast. Marshall at Wichita State and a slew of others. But the athletic director, Dan Guerrero, not probably knowing even their names, hired a guy like Steve Alford, who would be a good shooting coach in the NBA, but certainly not a top-notch head coach.
Let me ask you this. You know, you mentioned Sean Miller just a moment ago.
Right.
And what I notice out of Sean Miller-coached basketball teams from the U of A is that in big games, he has those guys so nervous that they seem to respond in a negative way versus responding in a very positive way. So with that being said, do you think that Sean Miller puts too much pressure on these guys to go out there and perform because they seem to fail when tourney time comes, at least for the most part, under his tutelage?
Yes, I agree with you 100%. And not this year, but in other years, they've had enough talent to win the national championship. So I agree with you 100%. Now, this year's team, in my mind, the times I've seen him, probably 15 times this year, not as talented as other clubs he's had. And you saw the results. They go down without even winning a game. I mean, it's almost that's embarrassing. And for the Pac-12, I mean, they got Oregon and Utah had no shot on Saturday against Gonzaga. It's a total joke what's happened to the Pac-12. Everybody again, but it goes back to coaching as a coach's tournament. Hey, I'm not going to win the brackets contest, believe me. Here's the deal. I only did 7 brackets this year. Usually I do like 20. I just didn't have it because UCLA was out. Okay, so I had 2 with Michigan State winning it, so those are doomed. I've got Virginia 3 times, and I got Villanova 2 times. And I can't do anything anyways because I've had at worst, I had Michigan State winning 3 games in any of the brackets. So
sure.
Fred is screwed. I'd like to talk to somebody at the phone number 1-800-878-7529 who's telling me right now they've got them all right, because if they can tell me that, I think they're lying. There's nobody out there who can possibly – anybody agree, Jeff, Andy, that anybody at this point could possibly have them all right?
It's hard to say. I mean, I haven't seen – usually, obviously, you don't have that million-dollar bracket thing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen – I haven't even been paying attention to what's happened. But usually, there's somebody that winds up having this thing right somehow, some way. You know, so I don't know, man. Truth be told, when there's a will, there is a way to get it done. But – you'd have to be just really lucky at this point. Let's face it.
Who's going to have Yale, Little Rock, and Middle Tennessee, and then have all of the not so, not the upsets, but the coin flip games? Who's going to have all of those right too? Hey, Fred, you said you filled out 7 brackets. I'm going to tell everybody I filled out exactly 7 fewer than you did this year. When I turned on CBS, that's when I found out who was playing each other this year in this tournament. And, the ignorance was kind of bliss.
One bracket. That's it for me this year. And
who'd you have winning it? Wisconsin?
No. I have Kansas winning it all. I think they're the most sound team up and down. Them and North Carolina, if you ask me, they're the two best teams in the whole tournament. Yeah, I liked Michigan State a lot. I'm not going to lie. The big problem for these big dogs is getting through the first couple rounds, and then they usually settle in. But truth be told, they never got a chance to settle in. Middle Tennessee State just took it to them from the get-go. Like I said, they never trailed in that basketball game. They totally deserved to win. So you have to sometimes give credit where credit's due. Michigan State wasn't up for it this year at the end of the day. And, you know, we're learning, too, a lot about some of these power conferences. You know, the Pac-12, like I said, not so great. The Big Ten – you know what? Iowa may wind up being the best team, or Indiana may wind up being the best team. They had a nice victory against Kentucky. Look, this is the madness about what this tournament is. You're guaranteed 40 minutes, and that's all you're guaranteed. So if you don't go out there and play your best, and you don't play every minute, as we saw for Northern Iowa and Texas, you know, they kind of let that guy get a shot off at half court. Yeah, it's a lucky shot to a certain degree, but he did get squared up. He had a good look at the basket, and it just goes to show you every single second counts. Even though Yale was unable to get back totally and complete their comeback, it showed me that you have to play 40 minutes. It doesn't matter. Other teams can go cold. You can get hot. Good things can happen if you just continue to work your way through the game. So I think that there's a lot of good lessons for teams advancing, and also the teams that have lost. You know, you just can't stop trying. You got to play 40 minutes, Fred.
No, I totally agree. And Gonzaga, I thought, was seeded a little bit too low, and they've won 2 games here, and we'll see what happens as far as the rest of the way goes. But Mark Few's an excellent coach. He's won 17 or 18 years there, and he's made the tournament every year. You know, and the funny thing is, if they had lost to St. Mary's, they may not have even made the tournament. They had lost to St. Mary's twice in the regular season, and they beat them in the finals of the tournament. If they lose to St. Mary's, watch out. Now, and let me tell you something else. BYU could surprise in the NIT. Not going to be surprising that. I think it could go pretty far. But San Diego State, in my opinion, should have made the tournament. They're in the NIT. They could win the National Invitational Tournament. They could have won a couple games in the NCAA tournament. And again, I didn't follow it as closely last Sunday, the selection deal, because with UCLA not in it, I don't care as much as in other years. But I'll tell you, I think the selection committee made a slew of mistakes here as far as how high or low they seated certain clubs.
That is true, and I think they made a big mistake in general. You know, you have Tulsa in there, and like you said, no San Diego State. So they're definitely made some mistakes, but overall, we all know this is the best tournament there is in all sports. It's 40 minutes, you move on or you go home, and there's really nothing like it in all of sports. So it is what it is. It's great. It's fun, and we get to enjoy it for the next couple of weeks. Fred Wallen, Jeff Richdorf, man, is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Rebound. Johnson.
Oh!
Johnson has hit two enormous threes. This one's good if it goes.
Oh, dude! Holy cow!
Miles, that's a three.
Boom!
Got it! He got it! Two-point game. Inside Ellis. Does it count? Basket counts.
Pick, pop to your best shooter for three.
Keep on checking, baby. I got to keep on.
everybody. Welcome back. We're going to keep on trucking right here on the program. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich as well. Practically in my backyard here in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter as well, at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, and be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot for an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fellas, obviously, those were some clips of some great things happening throughout March Madness, throughout the years in general, and I'll tell you what, man, Villanova looking strong to start this game. Got a quick lead. They're up about 8 points or so on Iowa at this point. About 9 or so, 10 minutes into the game, but we'll keep you posted, like I said, as it kind of unfolds here before our eyes. But getting back,
hey, what's the expectation for Jay Wright at Villanova? You know, he's gotten this team to the Final Four a couple of times, but they just see, you know, it seems like the Big East is kind of falling back to being almost a mid-major at this point. And I'm just wondering what the ceiling is for Villanova, if they already reached it.
I think Villanova this year, you know, when you come in not as a one seed, you're a two seed. I don't think they have quite as much pressure. And you know what? It's a pretty good basketball team from what I've seen thus far. They seem to get out there and run. They can get up and down. They can knock down shots. They shoot well from the three-point. Looks like they take care of the basketball. So I think this is a good opportunity for Jay Wright and these guys to advance pretty far in this tournament. Fred, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. As I said, of the seven brackets, I've got them winning twice. I've got Virginia winning three times, and I had Michigan State winning two. So there's no question that I think they have a shot. They can hold the score down. He's a good defensive coach. But I really do think that at Virginia, I think they're so well coached that they've got a shot. And you mentioned North Carolina before. Well, I think Roy is a great recruiter. I don't think he is among the top 10 or 15 coaches as far as coaching the kids around America. He's always been a great recruiter. He was at Kansas and has been at North Carolina. I don't think, though, as far as making changes at halftime or anything like that, he'd be up there with the best. Tony Bennett, on the other hand, of course, the son of Dick Bennett. Tony was a great coach up at Washington State, has been a fantastic coach at Virginia, and I just think he's a better defensive type mentor. So I think Villanova and Virginia would still be my choices, but Fred can't win, so it doesn't really matter.
You know what, Virginia, what scares me about them is that they're very proficient on offense. Don't get me wrong. I know that they have a very high percentage of scoring, but I feel like they don't get enough shots off, if that makes sense. The shots they put up are great value, and they make a lot of them. But I think in a game where you're playing against like a North Carolina, for instance, and the length that they can throw at you and the defenders that they can throw at you, if you're having an off day and you're not hitting your shots in your Virginia, I think that that's where they may struggle. Whereas a team like North Carolina, they don't necessarily have to make all their shots because they rebound so well. They have guys that can convert and ones and this and that and the other. So I hear what you're saying about Roy as a coach, but sometimes there's just too much talent. And most of the time, talent does win out. Again, it is 40 minutes, so anything can happen, but I like North Carolina. I think that they're a very good basketball team, and when Paige is hot, when those bigs get going, they're a real handful. That's what I saw when I watched them play against Providence. And you know what? Virginia as well. They were just physically stronger than the Butler Bulldogs. And you saw it down the stretch. They were able to impose their will on them. And I think that that's what you're seeing as we move along in this tournament. The teams that have those guys that can just take over a game is really important, and these lesser teams just don't have that guy. You know, Little Rock, Arkansas, Little Rock, perfect example. Their stud couldn't even see the ball very much. But when he did, you know, good things happened. But they put such a vice on him that it made it so difficult for Little Rock to be able to run their offense the way that they did in the first game. And you can't expect 41 points out of a guy all the time. So they locked him down. They changed the game on them and made them a lot less effective at what they were doing. So strategy, talent, coaching, I think, does have a huge thing to do with it, Fred. But Carolina's got a lot of talent, lot of talent.
No question.
I don't know. I feel like they're making it to the Final Four. I feel like Kansas is making it to the Final Four. And truth be told, man, I like Oklahoma. I know they struggle a little bit, but I think they make it to the Final Four as well, Jeff.
Yeah, it's boring with Carolina and Kansas, but that's the crash course you ultimately want to see, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look, those two are the two. They have been the most consistent teams, if you ask me, throughout the year. Kansas has been unbelievable. They had some great games with Oklahoma throughout the year. They've got guys that can really step up and play. Seldon, a junior now, really coming into his own. Perry Ellis, he stuck around those 4 years. It paid dividends for him. I think he is going to make it at the next level, to be honest with you, Fred. A lot of questions about that, but I do think he makes it to the next level.
Who?
Perry Ellis.
Oh, I think so. I don't think he'll be a star, but I think definitely he can play as a backup in the NBA. I don't think there's any question about that. And it's interesting, too, you know, with LSU not in the tournament, will Ben Simmons now go number one, or will he have dropped down to two or three, depending on who plays well the rest of the way in this tournament and whatever? You know, it's going to be interesting as far as I think that is concerned, because I think going into the season, everybody had Ben Simmons number one coming out. And I got to tell you something, and again, I think the kid should have the right to jump directly from high school, but now they've got a rule in the NBA that says you got to at least say 1 year in college. This one and done has, I think, made college basketball not as much fun for me anyways personally, because you can't become attached. You're not attached to the players because they're not going to be there for the 4 years. And it's just a different circumstance now, you know, and I think a lot of people might be feeling the same thing. I agree it's the greatest tournament in sports, but do you guys agree that with this one and done thing, I'd rather have them just jumping from high school rather than have to waste the year in school and not really go to school and just play basketball? You guys comment. Tell me, please, what you think about that.
I agree with that, Fred. I agree with that a lot. It's taken the edge off the game. You don't get to grow with the program. So you either have to follow a coach, and you better not be at a stepping stone program if that's, if that's your plan, is to follow the coach and let him be the face, the face of everything that is college basketball for you. One thing I want to add, to respond to and what you said about, playing the rest of the way in the tournament. It's just insane to me that six basketball games can define a resume of a 4 year college basketball player. It's just out there for me that we would take that small of a sample size and make $1 million decisions based
on
that.
With that being said, think about Cardale Jones and the millions that he cost himself by not coming out right after the national title game. So you can take that both ways, to be honest with you.
I don't think so on Jones either. I think he was a third round pick at best after playing three games in the 2014 season and the 2015 bowl and postseason with the college football playoff there.
Third round would be better than not being drafted till.
But that's not millions. You know? I think he's still a fourth or fifth round pick. We'll see in a couple weeks here.
That's what I'm trying to say. I mean, he definitely hurt himself. No matter how you want to slice it, he hurt himself by coming back and playing football.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe he got that education that'll pan out. Not everything, not everything yields instant gratification.
See, look, I disagree on the sense of this, because he came in and he was such a flash in the pan, and then you got a full sample size of what he's really about throughout the season, and they realized that this guy wasn't everything he was cracked up to be, and you know what? Maybe the year before was an aberration, and Ohio State was just that good, and it really didn't matter who was playing quarterback for them at that point. But whatever. whatever. I was just trying to make a response to your response. And the truth of the matter is I disagree with you guys, to be honest with you, on this whole thing. You know what? If a guy feels he's ready and people want to pay him money to go to the next level, so be it. Let him do it. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page there, Dorf.
Anyways, I think we have a break coming up. I didn't even realize. But point is take the money and run, kids. That's what I think. Bottom line is you can always go back and get your education. Not many do, but you can. So anyways, keep it rolling. It is Dorf on Sports. Got to take a quick pause for the cause. You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting and building this treasure. Please check out sportsbyline.com/funding and watch the video. In appreciation for your help, we'll send you a special commemorative collection of interviews. Also, tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve and grow the library for today's sports fans and those in the future. That's sportsbyline.com/funding, and thanks for your help.
Measure twice. Cut once. Words to live by. Whether you're framing a house or getting a pair of Red Wing work boots. That's why at a Red Wing shoe store, we take the time to precisely measure your feet. Both feet. And not just the length and width either. We use the latest digital tools to measure your arch and even your pressure points for a truly custom fit. It's our way of making sure your boots fit your feet as well as your job. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
If you've ever done a little rearranging of furniture, you know it can leave a bad impression. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and I'll give you a couple good solutions to unwanted carpet dimples right after this.
When it comes to construction adhesive, professional contractors know what matters most. Dependability, strength, and quick dry time. Introducing new Tight Bond Fast Set Polyurethane Construction Adhesive. It builds strength faster than other polyurethane adhesives. Use it to bond dozens of materials in any construction, remodeling, or home repair project. Tight Bond Fast Set. It works for the pros. It'll work for you. For more information, visit tightbond.com or see them on Facebook.
You've decided you want your couch on the opposite wall now, and that tired old easy chair is being relocated to the basement. But the dimples left in your carpet are even uglier than the chair, right? You don't have to live with those ghosts of furniture past. Next time you're trying to undimple carpet, try this. Take a damp rag and place over the dimple, then use a steam iron on its cotton setting and lightly press it over the spot, making sure to inject plenty of steam. It may take two or three passes, but the steam will help revive the compressed carpet fibers. You can also go to the opposite end of the spectrum and rub a piece of ice on the spot, then use a metal spoon to refluff the fibers. Afterwards, run the vacuum cleaner over the area a few times for a fresh new look. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You just shoot the ball with 4 seconds left and go into second overtime.
If you miss. 4 seconds. Gasell, no chance.
It's good. It is good. They'll review it.
There's the shot with 3 seconds. Ball's up. I think there's plenty of time.
Oh, yeah.
You're right on the money.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, and just in case you didn't know, that was Iowa and Temple from the other day on the late buzzer beater tip-in. Been a few of them so far, really have, and it's been pretty awesome, as we all know. And then obviously the Kentucky theme song there, they're up, they're done. Indiana gets it done over them, and a great performance from Tom Crean and those Indiana Hoosiers, to be honest with you. They played very well. There's one thing you were right about, Fred. I'm going to give you a little credit. I remember several months ago, you did say you were pretty positive that Kentucky would not win the national title this year. And I'll give you credit on that one, because they did fall short this year.
I don't think the talent was what it has been in the past. And again, you can like Calipari, not like Calipari, but I don't think he's a great coach. I just think he's a great recruiter. So,
but with that being said, and you talked about the lack of talent, is this one of his better coaching jobs? With that being said,
they lost to UCLA. That's all I can tell you. You lose to UCLA, you're not doing a hell of a job coaching. That's all I'm saying. I don't know.
That was pretty early in the season.
I'm kidding. But if you lose to Steve Alford, you're not a great coach. Mm-hmm. Although Mark Few did also. But he had a big excuse. Sabonis didn't play that game against UCLA up in Spokane. But I'm not going to ever be a Calipari supporter as far as how he coaches his players. But he certainly gets them into the NBA, and they're making millions of dollars. You give him credit for that. But as far as on the court coaching or making decisions, no, I'm not a Calipari guy. There's so many coaches out there that nobody's ever heard of that, and yet the other guys get the credit again. I'm going to say Greg Marshall, Wichita State, Ben at Iowa State, at Northern Iowa, excuse me, is one hell of a coach. There's a lot of fine coaches out there that nobody hears about because they don't see them as much on TV as some of the others. And, they don't win as much because they don't have as much talent. I mean, would you choose to go to Wichita, Kansas? Nothing against Wichita, Kansas, but, I mean, if you have a choice between going to Lawrence, Kansas and the University of Kansas or Wichita, you're probably going to choose Kansas most of the time, I think. So that's all I'm saying. I mean, things aren't exactly square and fair as far as when you rate coaches. And so I'm looking for the coach who can win with lesser talent, because you give him more talent and just watch out. Look at, Brad Stevens. I mean, at Butler, what a great job he did there. And he's doing not that the coach has that much to say, as much to say in the NBA, but he's doing a good job with the Celtics. And some guys can coach and some guys can't.
Agree, 100%. Go ahead.
I think that Tom Crean's done a heck of a job with Indiana. He loses Blackman for the season, and he's coached Thomas Bryant up. I mean, that's a guy that wants to live in the moment. He's a big. He's not a prototypical big, but he makes his shots from the line and he does what he's got to do. So it's I'm really impressed. I thought he was a one-hit wonder with Marquette with D. Wade, but he's turned that Indiana program around.
Absolutely. Hey, we got to jump out to the phones and hook up with our NBA and NCAA basketball insider, none other than Shane Koenig. Shane, good morning, man. Sorry to take a moment there, but we obviously had a few things that we were trying to get off of our chest before we welcomed you in. How you doing, man?
I'm good. It's good to hear you guys with the lively debate about John Calipari. So it was fun to hear.
Hey, listen, let me ask you this. I want to bounce out of college basketball real quickly, but I want to get back into it in just a moment because there's really only one thing to talk about in the NBA, and that is the Golden State Warriors on their march to trying to break history. Obviously, we all know they went down to San Antonio. In San Antonio, they keep their streak alive on Saturday night. Bottom line is this. Tim Duncan did not play very much in that basketball game. And to me, that's a key. That's important for them to be able to win against the Golden State Warriors. I know it sounds crazy, but truth be told, I think in this style of game, they're better off having Tim Duncan play less and letting some of those younger legs run up and down. And then they put Kawhi Leonard on Steph Curry, and we saw the nightmare that Steph Curry had because of it.
Yeah, I watched the whole game and wanted to make sure that I understood what was going on and what Popovich was doing and how he was going to respond after losing by 30 points, because although he'll say it's just another game, I think that he wanted to try some new things and do some new things, and one of those was sitting Duncan. I think that the interesting part was at the beginning of the game, probably through the first half, they actually put Kawhi Leonard on Draymond Green so that when they did run a screen and roll for him, that he wouldn't be open for three, he wouldn't be able to dribble to the basket and have a big on him. And then they switched him off to Steph Curry. They're switching on the outside to keep a baseline, like a base on the three-point line, was incredible. And I don't think Steph Curry or Klay Thompson, especially Steph Curry, were ready for that. And it was definitely interesting. There were so many dynamics to that game with Duncan sitting and Diaw getting the start. And it was a really, really nice chess match to watch when you were watching it and trying to break it down to be able to understand what's going on there and what could happen going forward.
So let me ask you this, just as a follow-up. You saw how bad Steph Curry played. We all did. He had a terrible game. Is there any positives, though, for Golden State with him playing the way that he played and the fact of the matter of that they were in the game even though Steph Curry had an abysmal night? Is that good for Golden State, or is this a blueprint for San Antonio to be able to beat Golden State?
I think it's definitely a blueprint for San Antonio, especially defensively. Whether or not Steph Curry has a better game, which I can't imagine if when they play again he won't have a better game. So the answer to it is both. I think that Golden State should look at it and say Steph Curry makes 2 of 3 of 13 instead of 1 of 13, and we are in this game, and if not winning this game, and that shot, him starting to hit shots, is going to open up everything else because they have to step out to him even more, so even though they're pushing him 4 or 5 feet behind the three-point line. But the other part of it is Boris Diaw being in the game, and Boris Diaw, I was thinking in my head, Boris Diaw is just kind of a fatter version of Draymond Green. He shoots the three, he passes it well from the top of the key, he can post up if need be. He really exploited that Harrison Barnes matchup when they start small. But the other part is that Golden State didn't have Iguodala. They didn't have Bogut to be a defensive presence in there. And they were definitely depleted when you're bringing out McAdoo. Spates is always in their rotation. But then Varejao as well. Those three guys played a ton. And I think that if Steve Kerr had his way, it would just be a Spates, Bogut, and maybe McAdoo off the bench a little bit. But they just didn't have the matchups that they wanted. They didn't have the defense that they wanted. But it was definitely an interesting dynamic that was going on with Diaw playing more, starting, them running Kawhi Leonard at Draymond Green, and then switching to Steph Curry, the constant switching on the top in three-point land to keep Steph Curry a body on him at any point. Those are three parts that I really liked watching in that game.
Hey, Shane, while I don't think it's likely, I have to acknowledge that it's possible that San Antonio is going to catch Golden State and get that one seed. Both these teams are excellent in their own gym. Obviously, having that extra game at home would be of big assistance. But how big is it to not only get that home court advantage throughout the playoffs and the finals, looking at how much farther down the East is? Is it a bigger advantage to get the home court advantage, or is it a bigger advantage to avoid Oklahoma City with that one seed?
Well, I think that I don't know. I think that Oklahoma City is a good team, so I would say it'd be more important to have the home court advantage over everybody. So that way you get, you know, LeBron or Toronto and their team on your home floor. I think Oklahoma City is a good team, but I think that there are frustrations that you can bring about on the defensive end with Russell Westbrook. I think that he is the key to that team. If he's in the game, he's scoring and dishing, they win. If he is just scoring or struggling scoring and not passing the ball in the flow of the offense, they're not even a top five team in the West. And that's what it depends on. Everybody talks about Durant and how he'll struggle and turn the ball over. But if you watch that, the flow of their offense, Kevin Durant's not getting the ball even in the flow of the offense if Russell Westbrook's not getting it to him. So I think that there are a lot of frustrations that the Spurs or the Warriors can bring out in them on switching, on double teaming, on pushing him out, to taking the ball away from him until he gets into the half court set. That would really frustrate Russell Westbrook and therefore frustrate the offense of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Good call on that. That's the voice of Shane Koenig, NBA and NCAA insider here on the program. Fred, go ahead, throw something at him. If you want to get back to the NCAA, go ahead.
No, I throw that. You know, one weird season in college basketball and one weird season on the professional side. I mean, it's possible that both the Warriors and the Spurs go undefeated at home. Now, Shane, you followed as closely as anybody. Did you have any thought going into this season that would be a possibility? What would be, that's like winning the lottery. I mean, how would you possibly predict something like that?
I don't think that it would ever be predicted that two teams would go undefeated for in their home schedule for the whole season, because there's so many great teams in the history of the NBA that have never done that. I mean, the Bulls, even on their legendary season, never did that. So to think that even two teams could do that is incredible. Now, I mean, you can always predict that San Antonio and Golden State were always going to have an awesome home record because their home and court is so incredible. As long as Popovich has been the coach, they've always had an awesome home court advantage. And those fans don't have anything else to cheer for. There's no NFL team there. The Spurs are that city. So, I mean, in Golden State, I mean, the way that they've been playing, and they're so entertaining. They're not the type of team where they're winning, but, you know, we can't draw any fans because our style of play doesn't bring everybody to the arena. So, I mean, I would have predicted that they would have had awesome home records, but never undefeated. And, I mean, they still could lose, but it seems that they're going towards the way of having two undefeated seasons, which would be incredible.
With that being said, home court advantage is going to be huge. We all know that. But as soon as you lose a home game, that's when a series really gets started, let's be honest. And it's going to happen. I hate to say it, but one of those teams or both of those teams are going to lose a home game during the postseason. It's just the way it goes. I mean, it's unbelievable what they've done, both teams at home this year. But sooner or later, you have an off night, you're going to lose, and it's how you respond to that. So it's great. It's awesome. I don't think we'll ever see something like this again, to be honest with you.
I would say it would be very unlikely. I think that it also points to how these two teams have built their teams to be ahead of the rest of the NBA and how other teams are now trying to catch up. You look at the draft philosophies of, we talked about Brad Stevens, you look at the Celtics, they are building through depth and through drafting, and they're trying to get that superstar in there. But if they can't get the superstar, they're going to take the 8 draft picks that they possibly could have this year and build a strong team and try to keep those guys around, just like the Spurs have. And Golden State, although they've gotten a few, like an Andre Iguodala through and some of their depth through free agent signings, their best players are all drafted by them. So I think that the two organizations that understood the value of draft picks, the value of keeping their dollars to their own players, and really building around a philosophy and how to push that philosophy through the players and to get them to respond. And I think a lot of teams are trying to do the same thing.
Hey, Shane, before we let you run, I know we're up against it. Tell people how they can check you out and where they can find you on the internet.
Absolutely. I'm based in Denver, so I write a blog usually daily, if not every other day, at milehighbroncos.com. And then they can follow me on Twitter as well under Shane_Koenig. That's Koenig on Twitter.
Very good, Shane. Always appreciate you taking time out with us. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch up with you next week, buddy.
Talk to you next week. Thanks, guys.
Shane Koenig, our NBA and NCAA insider. Got to have him at this time of year. Let's be honest, man. It's March Madness. One final segment, Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Quickly got to thank Shane Koenig for joining us, our NBA and NCAA insider. Good hour, fellas. Obviously a good hour, but as we do each and every week, time for our parting shots. Fred, go ahead.
You know, we discovered this week that Bronson Arroyo of the Nationals has a torn rotator cuff. I think Andrew Freeman of the Dodgers should call him immediately and get him in that Dodger rotation. Make a trade, because everybody else in that rotation outside of Kershaw seemed to have something ill happening to them. So I think Arroyo would be perfect for the Dodgers.
Jeff, your final shout out here.
Hey, Cleveland Indians left fielder Michael Brantley, you have the heart of a lion, sir. November 9th, he goes under the knife for a labral tear in his right shoulder. We were hearing from Peter Gammons he might not be back until August. He plays in Saturday night's Cactus League action, hits a two-run home run, and makes an outfield assist. Welcome back, Michael Brantley.
Mm-hmm. My final shout-out for the day is, bottom line, March Madness is awesome. Expect the unexpected. Expect the unthinkable. You never know what can happen. You're guaranteed 40 minutes, and that's it. For Fred, for Jeff, for Scott on the other side of the glass, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.